I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back in the studio again, and I have another awesome guest here with me. Of course I do. His name is Vincent Williamson. He's from Comfort Spec Inspection Services. And thank goodness these guys are starting to get back in business here, and they're starting to inspect homes again, which is really, really good. So without any delay, I'm going to bring Vincent up here and talk a little bit about inspections and what their company does. And, you know, there's a lot of different things about your company that I realized when we were talking just a couple seconds ago. So, Vincent, you are with a company called Comfort Spec Inspection. Right, and been around since 2011.
Yes, sir.
And you're the executive director for this wonderful company.
That I am.
Yes, awesome. Yes. Very cool. I'm going to ask you to get up on the mic just a little bit more, and you're going to be good there. So what's interesting is you're out of Broadheadsville, which I didn't realize is, you told me, is near the Poconos?
Yes, the heart of the Poconos.
There's actually a heart of the Poconos?
And Broadheadsville is the place.
And Broadheadsville is it. It's right in the heart.
It's right there. That's where we are, the heart.
God, it's amazing. I didn't know that there was a heart in the Poconos. Well, now I know. I knew there was big champagne glasses that they used to show, you know, with the hot tubs or whatever.
Mount Airy Lodge.
Is that it? Yeah, I've never been there, but I've heard, you know, and I've seen pictures. Always looked a little seedy to me, but that's all right. You know, who knows? It's different. So let's jump into inspections here, man. You have to be happy that COVID is passed. You're able to get out like we all are, of course. I don't know if anybody's going, I wish we had COVID back. But, you know, you're back in action that way. And also what we're starting to see is inspections are starting to pick up because the market's shifting a little bit.
Absolutely.
The sellers are not, it's not a super seller market, which what I used to call it before. It's now coming into a more balanced market. So if a buyer asks for an inspection, the sellers are starting to say, okay.
Absolutely. And it's funny how in any industry or market, you have to learn and how to adapt
to absolutely.
What's going on. So one of the approaches that we take is we try to identify the gaps of the services that are being provided. What's going to ease the transaction and not cause so much friction within the transaction.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, and it's funny, if you think about inspections, I have to say the first thing people go is, oh gosh, an inspection, you know, and I always try to tell my sellers, this is not a bad thing. This is liability reduction for you long term.
Absolutely.
Because when you settle in the house, I always say to my clients, seller clients, you want to walk away and never have to look back. Correct? You know what I mean?
Correct.
You know, I don't want to look back. I don't want to see all of a sudden I get in the mail a certified letter from an attorney that says you didn't disclose this or we didn't know about this, right?
Exactly.
So the seller disclosure statement is one thing that kind of minimizes liability. And then the homeowner's inspection would be the next thing.
Right. So one of the, you know, the misconceptions of a home inspection is pass or fail.
Right.
You know, many people think, you know, they show up to the transaction and they're thinking, please, please pass my house.
Right, right, right.
I'm not here to pass or fail.
Exactly.
We're just here to just disclose some of the information that may be visible and present.
Right.
You know, so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know? And one of the things is products are bought.
Yeah.
Services are experienced.
It's so true.
So when we're going into a home inspection, we want it to be
an experience
with experience and with ease.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes down to communication.
Yeah.
How is it being communicated effectively to the buyer?
Right, right.
Without causing any alarms. Because we all know if you want a healthy, happy, safe career as a home inspector.
Without being shot. Yes.
Without being shot.
Yes, exactly.
You will not be an alarmist.
No, exactly.
You know,
there's a lot of those out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what I think it comes down to, seriously? And do you go by Vincent or Vince?
Call me Vinny.
Vinny. Hey, Vinny. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So, yeah. So what I find is that if the inspector really knows what they're doing, knows what a house is, knows how a house is put together, it's a great inspection.
Absolutely.
If an inspector just learned from a book and didn't really dig into construction or has any background in housing or construction, I find that to be really, really not good.
Right. What we call that is you drunk the industry Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. And I agree with that.
You picked up a book, you learned the basic essential components of a home, and now you're out doing home inspections.
Absolutely.
You don't know, and I'm going to use these terms loosely.
Go ahead.
You don't know the politics behind it.
Yep.
You don't know the fine line that you need to walk.
Yeah.
You don't know how to effectively communicate.
Yep.
You don't know how to put people at ease, because buying a home is a very stressful time for someone.
Absolutely.
Buyers and sellers.
Yeah, everybody. So it is for me too.
Exactly.
And I'm the realtor in between. Yes. And then the inspector too is stressed out.
Absolutely.
We're all freaking stressed is what we're trying to say.
Yes. So then, you know, the last thing anyone wants is someone walking into a transaction that is temporary to the transaction. Because again, as a home inspector, we don't see it from beginning to end like agents do.
You're the outsider.
We're the outsider that's there just for a temporary purpose.
Yep.
We do that job and we're out.
Gotcha.
So why not, when we're participating in the transaction, because that's how I consider it, mm-hmm. you're allowing me to participate in this transaction and provide a service to leave my mark.
Yeah.
So effectively, people will keep calling me back.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But you also have to be honest. I think what happens is there's some of them that will send up the red flare without explaining what it really is.
Right.
You know, when there's people that walk into a bathroom, for instance, you go into a bathroom and they look up on the ceiling where the shower is and there's maybe some mold there. Okay. Well, to me, what that tells me, that doesn't tell me the house is full of mold.
No.
It means A, if they only have a window, they're not opening it when they're showering.
Correct.
B, they don't have a fan in there.
Correct.
Okay. And maybe the wrong paint too. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. And I could be wrong on those, but that's pretty much what I've always learned is you got to aerate the area. If you're doing hot showers, man, and it's going to the ceiling, it's going to turn into mold at some point.
Yes. Those Hollywood showers are the death of a bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
Crack a window, turn on the vent. Do something.
Open the door a little bit.
Yeah. After the shower's done.
Yeah.
Open the door a little bit and allow some cross breeze.
But I've seen inspectors write that down and make that be doom and gloom.
Absolutely.
I've seen it done.
I
say to people, I'll say to my buyer clients, it's a shower. Mold needs a couple things, right? Doesn't it needs moisture.
Yep.
And usually dark, I guess.
Dark spaces. And it needs food.
It needs food, which is what? What's the food?
It's the chemical. It's the composition of the material. It could be
wood.
Could be drywall. It could be.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it needs a space to grow.
Yep.
It needs fertilization.
Interesting.
And it needs food.
I didn't know about the whole food thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So when you're looking at mold from a, you know, a composition standpoint, there's certain elements that all have to be present to create a mold situation.
Right.
If you remediate and take one or two of those things away, it will stop the mold problem.
It stops it, but the actual visible mold will still be there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Another difference right there that I've learned. I learned that from another inspector years ago, and it was actually a really good inspector. And he had told me, you know, there's two things. There's air quality to see if the spores are near. And there's visibility.
Yes.
Right? The visibility doesn't mean that the spores are still in the air.
Correct.
Right? It's two different things.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I was right. Damn it. See, I actually learned. I learned from these things. See? But no, that's the thing I think people, as soon as they see mold, think, oh my gosh, it's in the air. I can't breathe. This is terrible. You know. But no, you got to find out, one, where's the source? What's the source of it?
Yes.
Once you stop the source, you should be good. And then just get rid of the remnants somehow.
Yep. Get rid of the remnants. So a lot of home inspections, It takes investigation work.
Yeah, of course.
Instead of just walking into a home and taking it for face value and saying, yep, there's mold. Let me just note it. This is wrong. Let me just note it.
Right.
That's wrong.
Yep. Let me note it. Yeah.
Do some legwork. Go above and beyond. Do what you're hired to do.
Yeah.
Provide the essential service to the public at large.
Yeah.
Look for some recommendations to remediate some issues.
Gotcha.
Put the people at ease before walking away from that inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure all of their questions are answered.
Yeah, and I saw that on your website. You guys make it's answers, try and get them right away.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Give them their answers. Ease their minds.
Yeah.
Make recommendations. Walk them through processes. That's why I am a big proponent of having the buyer present at the inspection.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I've always, you know, it's Vince, Vinny. Sorry, I almost called you Vince. Vinny.
You're good?
Yeah, now we're friends now, so I can call him Vinny. This is great.
Quick funny story. When I was at Bed Bath & Beyond, There was a gentleman.
He used to work there, by the way, guys. It wasn't when he was shopping.
There was a gentleman there, a colleague of mine. He called me Vic for 2 years.
Vic?
Yeah.
That's totally different than Vincent.
It is, sure is.
Than Vinny.
But I let it go.
Vic.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Hey, I'm fine. Yeah. I just roll with it.
I get called Brian all the time. I'll say, hey, my name's Brad. And, hey, Brian. I'm like, I didn't say that. I don't understand how, don't understand how that happened.
Yes.
But yeah, so going back to the inspection thing, we're talking about the mold. You know, so it's interesting. It's telling the whole story about what you see.
Correct.
Right? Because if you just say, yep, mold. And that's it.
Crickets.
That silence really sucks. You know what I mean? So if you do that, that's a problem. But if you say it's mold, but let me tell you something. This is a shower. There's moisture here. So it's getting fed by the moisture. That then the buyer goes, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Now it's not doom and gloom. And oh my gosh, the house, forget it. We don't want it. We want our deposit back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I say that about a lot of things. Water in a basement. I used to do new construction. I tell people all the time. Main reason you have water in the basements, a lot of times, check your downspouts first. Gutters and downspouts. If they're not directing away, if you're not getting the water away, you're going to have a problem.
Absolutely. And there's also a couple of other things to look at when you're explaining water in a basement.
Yeah.
Right? So you're looking at the exterior of the house. You're looking at the gutters, the pitch of the roof. You're looking at the landscaping and the grading around
the property. Right.
Right. But another thing to consider is the combating the water. Are there sump pumps in place?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because right? Here in Pennsylvania, it's an ongoing problem because your home can be built on a water table.
We have very high water table here.
And it's not so much the water coming into a property. It's the
coming
water
up.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So
what they call hydro pressure, hydro, whatever it's called. There's a name for that.
Yeah.
And actually, the more rain you get, it actually brings more water up because it has to go down and that has to come up.
Comes up. It's kind of like a stack effect.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I tell people, that's why they have perimeter drains and sump pumps.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's one of the best ways to lead water out. So that's cool. So another couple things here, too. I saw that on your website. This was pretty interesting because I've never seen this before. You have a 200% guarantee on your inspections. Absolutely. How does that work?
All right. So. In the event a buyer is not happy with the inspection,
okay,
they're not happy with the inspection, they're not happy with the inspector, they're just having a bad day.
Yeah, it's just not good.
It's just not good.
Yeah.
It's not a good professional relationship.
Okay.
We may not be seeing eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
Something's just not, we're not jiving.
Gotcha.
We will give them their money back and pay for another inspection company to fulfill that need.
That's amazing. I think that's incredible. Right, Hugo?
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That's
awesome. I mean, I've never heard of that before, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I bet because you guys do such a great job, it probably never happens.
Rarely.
Yeah. That's typically the way. The only time you can put something like that on your website is when you know you are doing such a great service for the buyer and for your clients that it will never come into a play. Now, there will be that one difficult person every once in a while that it happens.
There's always one.
There's always one. Yes. So the other thing too, you do stucco.
Yes, we do
stucco. Thermal imaging.
Thermal imaging. We'll also partner with local companies to come out and do like a level 2 stucco inspection.
Now, what's that? Where they drill the holes?
They'll drill the holes and then seal the holes. They'll do some core samples to see the extent of the moisture damage. Yeah.
Let's back up a little bit on that. Why are we having such a problem with stucco? Like, what do you see?
All right. So the biggest issue with stucco is the lack of flashing that's installed on the stucco surface.
Okay.
There's so many pinch points.
Okay.
So many surface areas that have to have a certain amount or linear feet of flashing.
Okay.
Kick out flashing, counter flashing, diverter flashing. A lot of those elements are missing.
To keep the water away.
To keep the water away.
Yeah, right.
So what's happening is water will find its way. Mother Nature will find its way.
Water's pretty evil.
It sure is.
As much as it tastes good. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because as growing up, the sound of running water will put you to sleep.
Or make you pee. Yeah, exactly. One or the other.
But as a homeowner, the sound of running water keeps you up.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
That pesky toilet. Dripping.
It drives me nuts. We have a shower right now that's doing that. It's actually doing the drip thing. It is driving me absolutely crazy. And it's probably when my daughter's in there, she, for some reason, doesn't go all the way. And then I'll be laying there, bending her head. And then I'm sitting there, dollar sign, you know, it's also just, it drives you crazy. I mean, that's the main part of it. So going back to stucco. So what happens those things are not set up correctly.
Correct. And what it
does, that means during construction, it wasn't done right.
Correct.
Wow.
A lot of shortcuts were taken
and moisture got in between the stucco and the framing of the building,
yep.
of the house.
Yeah.
And it allowed moisture into the exterior envelope.
Right.
So when you're looking at a stucco built or EIFS built home, when you start to see certain spots of that home mm-hmm. that start to get saturated.
Yes. That means not good.
Not good.
That means it's coming through from behind, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then one of the, you know, the next step is to go inside the home and start looking at those problem areas
yeah.
on the inside. Yeah. Moisture meters, thermal gotcha. Imaging.
Gotcha.
Right? Bore cameras, where if the homeowner allowed us to put a small hole in the wall.
From the inside or the outside?
From the inside.
From the inside.
Right? As a home inspector,
gotcha.
We're able to put a bore scope camera through the hole and see the damage.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Only with the seller's permission.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Could you imagine coming home and you got holes all over your inside of your house? Yeah, that wouldn't be good. I would think you probably wouldn't get as much business from that, at that point.
No.
But I know. So what brings it in on the outside? And then we'll jump into something else. From the outside, what gets you from level one to level two? You're doing the thermal on the stucco. Mm-hmm. You see some areas where you're like, oh boy, yeah. Is that what that does? The thermal kind of gives you like the say to it makes you go, oh wow, there's definitely something going on here.
Absolutely.
And then that's when you say, how bad is it?
Yes.
Right. And then you do those samples, right?
Yep. We'll do the core samples.
Yeah.
Yep. Once we do the level one, which is your basic home inspection,
right.
You identify all the places where there should be flashing. And if you start to see moisture staining in key spots,
yeah.
you start on the inside of the home where you start to notice windows aren't opening correctly.
That's what happened to my parents.
Yep.
He couldn't open his breakfast area windows.
Windows. Yep. Underneath.
Why is that swelling of the wood?
Swelling.
And it actually comes in on the window and then you can't open the window anymore.
It squeezes it.
That's unbelievable. Yep. That's exactly what happened to my parents.
Yep.
$50,000 later, it was gone.
Of course. Yep, of course.
Yeah.
Easy
fix. They kept the windows though. The windows were fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so that's what happens. So you start to notice the tighter windows and then also mold sometimes, right? On the drywall coming through.
Absolutely. Or if, depending on the age of the home, if it has plaster.
Mm.
You'll start to notice bulging.
Interesting.
The plaster.
Right.
So
when
you're looking at the wall plane,
it starts to bow. No, because of the moisture coming in through there.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. That's amazing. So I'm trying to think here if there's anything else we wanted to cover. I do want to cover one more thing that you do also, septic inspections and
yes,
you don't
do.
Shop it out. You Correct. Actually do them. You guys do them yourselves. Your company does them.
Yes, we do everything in house.
Yeah.
The septic inspections, what we do is we'll run 400 gallons of continuous water throughout the home,
yep.
right? And that's during the process of the home inspection. We're running the, you know, the sinks, we're yep. flushing the toilets and the, yep. The showers and everything. So after 45 minutes, that's equivalent to about 400
oh,
gallons.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Right? We'll run a tracer dye through the system. We'll go out. We'll pop the lids. We'll check the drain field. We'll check the pumps. We'll
yeah.
check the high level alarms. We do everything on it from an operational standpoint.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very, very cool. And then I think that was it actually that I wanted to cover today. Oh, I wanted to cover this. You're from the Pocono area, but let's talk about your service area.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because service area. The reason I know there's not a lot of people listening up at the Poconos maybe, but we have a lot of people in the area here that listen.
Well, you know
so what? We want to let them know that you do come down off of the heart of the Poconos.
Yeah. Well, you do know what, Brad? That's going to change because we're going to start promoting your show on our website.
That would be wonderful. I would really appreciate that very much.
And for those that are listening today, start promoting this show.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Market, this industry needs this show. It needs more shows like this that's just, you know, getting positive awareness out.
Absolutely.
Market changing, trends, all that other good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And we did not pay him to say that, just
that's
so you know.
That's
we did not pay him to say that. So, yeah, so you're covering what areas? Let's go over those areas.
All right, so from the heart of the Poconos, what we're doing is we're going, let's say we're going north to the Digman's Ferry, New York border.
This is what I said. I was like, okay, what is Digman's Ferry, right? Go ahead. Okay, New York border.
New York border, right? And then come westward.
Yeah.
Right? We're coming down westward into Bloomsburg.
Awesome.
Entire Lehigh Valley. Now we're coming out into Redding. We're trying to capitalize and serve the great people of Reading.
Yeah.
Right. And then now we're coming shifting down south and we go to Collegeville, Harleysville, Phoenixville, right? Almost to right about the outskirts of Philly, Berks and Bucks.
Yeah.
We got the talent.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Yes. And you guys, I got to tell you, social media wise, you're doing a great job. You're getting the message out about your company and everything else. And it's very, very cool to watch. I love that. And I just want to say thank you. Also want to say thank you for your service. He is was in the Marines for 6 years, I think you said,
Yes.
And you know, that to me is more important than anything we talked about. So I really, really appreciate that. And thanks for coming out, Vinny. Yes. And hopefully you'll come back. We can talk about other stuff.
Absolutely.
All right.
Listen, man, I got a wide array of stuff to talk about. I can talk for hours.
And I love it because you know what? You will be back because I really do love the content. I love everything you're doing. So
thanks, man.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
All right. There you have it. It's Vinny Williamson from Comfort Spec Inspections out of the heart of Poconos. But he is everywhere, pretty much the whole like southeast or east, southeast Pennsylvania. And you can find this guy and they're out there doing inspections. So look them up. We'll have their information on our Facebook page and YouTube page and all the different places. And we hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.